Listen to the interview with Tran Duc Tien about superstition in Vietnam and circle true or false.
This evening, we welcome Mr. Tran Duc Tien, born in Vietnam, who is going to talk to us about superstition in Vietnam.
Thank you for having me. Well, Vietnamese people are very superstitious.
Can you give us some examples?
Well, when a baby is born, we never express admiration for the newborn child, because then the devils might get interested in the child and take the baby away. So a mother would call her handsome son, for example, my dear ugly baby. So every child gets two names, a bad one and a good one. But at home, we call our family members only by their bad names. Some mothers even dress their boys as girls and give them girls' names.
That's interesting. Why is that?
That's because devils and evil spirits are more interested in boys than in girls. You will often find mirrors on front doors because we believe that a dragon who wants to enter the house will see his own reflection in the mirror. Then the dragon will go away because he is sure that another dragon lives in the house.
How amazing! Tell us more.
Vietnamese housewives always put at least two bowls of rice on a table. One portion of rice is for the dead family members. We also give presents made of paper to them. Our dead relatives need the same things in their afterlife as we need on Earth. And that is why we burn paper houses, bicycles, refrigerators, motorbikes, fake money, and so on. If we burn the things, the smoke will take the things away to them.
How do you celebrate the New Year?
We call it Tet, and the festival lasts up to 9 days. All houses are decorated with flowers and paper lanterns. We visit our relatives. Tet also means family gatherings to us. We wish good luck to our family and friends. We wish good health and lots of money. We also give some lucky money wrapped in red paper to the children when we visit someone. Then we make a lot of noise. We clap pots and pans together to scare the evil ghosts away. And food, of course, is extremely important too. My favourite food is sticky rice cake filled with beans or meat. We wrap the cake in leaves, and buying a bag of salt means good luck too. But there are many things we must avoid at Tet. For example, breaking a glass or saying unlucky words.
What are unlucky words?
Unlucky words are sad, die, unhappy, ill, evil, and so on. We must not wear the colours black and white, but lucky colours, like red or pink. Housewives must not sweep the floor, because then they sweep all the good luck out of the house. Last but not least, we ask fortune tellers for our future. And there is something else that is very important. On the first day of the new year, we hope for the first visitor to be a happy, wealthy and healthy person. Sometimes we even invite such a lucky person to be the first visitor to knock at our house.
There are still so many interesting things to ask you about your culture, but I'm afraid time is up.
Yes, I could go on talking for hours and hours. But thank you very much for inviting me.
You're welcome.